Chris McPherson, Beowulf here. Please, you'll be joined inside the studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com by bloggingthebeast.com's Jimmy Kemsky. You can follow him on Twitter at Jimmy_Beast, and he's also the co-host of the Helmet to Helmet podcast with our Fandemonium columnist, Tommy Lawler. Jimmy, Happy New Year to you. Thank you very much for taking some time to join us. And as we preview this matchup between the Eagles and the Giants, what's happened to this Giants team that at one point appeared to have control of the NFC East? Now they have to win this game on Sunday and get a lot of help just to make the playoffs.
Yeah, and the best answer I can give to that is really I have no idea. that Giants team is just I've pretty much just completely stopped trying to figure them out. I mean, you look at some of their games where they just completely dominated really good teams. Like they went into San Francisco and just destroyed the Niners. They destroyed the Packers a few weeks ago, and the Packers have won nine of their last 10 games. And, you know, that one loss to the Giants, and they got smoked. And then you look at some other games the Giants had, they got destroyed by the Bengals. Last week, they got just absolutely manhandled by the Baltimore Ravens. And then the week before, the Falcons took it to them as well. So, I mean, they've just been involved in a lot of blowouts going both ways. And, I mean, I really just have no idea what to make of them. And, you know, obviously, going into this game, them making the playoffs is a bit of a long shot now. They have to beat the Eagles. I'm not even sure they can do that at this point. And, you know, they have to get a lot of luck with the Vikings losing to the Packers. They need the Cowboys to, I believe, beat the Redskins, and they need the Bears to lose.
I think they need the Cowboys to lose to the Redskins, right?
That might be correct,
yes.
I'm not sure on that.
Because it's for the wild card.
I think they need the Cowboys to win.
All right, we'll check on it. I think they need them to lose, but we'll check on it.
I think you are right. They need the Redskins to win. You're correct.
Okay, so let's talk about that game then, the big game that is winner takes the division, Redskins-Cowboys. In Washington, we know what happened on Thanksgiving Day when the Redskins took it to the Cowboys in Dallas. How do you see this one playing out?
Yeah, I really like the Redskins in this one. Cowboys are really decimated on their defense, and specifically up the middle. I mean, they've been without Jay Ratliff for most of the season. I think he's only played 6 games this year, and you know, various injuries like high ankle sprains and just had surgery for a hernia, so he's done for the season, at least the regular season. Then, you know, they have the 2 linebackers that are very good. They're out, Sean Lee and Bruce Carter. And even the backups that they have going at linebacker, you know, they're getting banged up. They picked up, you know, our old friend Ernie Sims. He had a concussion a couple weeks ago, played last week, left early because of dizziness. You have players like, you know, Brady Kapinga and Eric Frampton at safety. And, you know, they lost Josh Brenn, of course, because of the car accident. So, you know, you have defensive ends going at nose tackle. So really just banged up the middle. I think the Redskins can pretty much run the ball on them.
So pretty much as we go into this game, Eagles fans, you know, obviously they're not going to make the playoffs. They can at least take solace by knocking the Giants out. But who should Eagles fans root for I don't want to say root for, but what's the lesser of the two evils among the Cowboys and the Redskins in terms of who would come out on top in the NFC East, in your opinion?
You know, if you're like a bitter Eagles fan, I think a couple weeks ago the best case scenario would have been for, you know, the Giants to make the playoffs, you know, win the division, have the other team not make it, and then have the Giants get bounced quickly in the first round if possible. Because I think in that scenario, Giants fans would be, you know, their season would not be a success if they made the playoffs and they got bounced in the first round. Then, of course, you have the other two teams not making it at all. So for the bitter Eagles fan guy, that would have been the ultimate scenario. That's now an impossibility. So, you know, you have either the Redskins or the Cowboys that are going to make it. You'd like to kind of keep the Redskins fans, you know, in their little unhappy basement down there. But I think, you know, at the end of the day, it really all just boils down to you can't have the Cowboys win the division. So as an Eagles fan, I would rather see the Cowboys lose.
Yeah, begrudgingly, I agree with you. I think as as much as I don't like Redskins fans, I think that's probably the best scenario for us.
It's the lesser of the two evils.
Yes, exactly. As we look at this Eagles team heading into an offseason that certainly promises some change, what do you think is the biggest personnel question that faces this roster?
Yeah, I think it's quarterback position, obviously. I mean, Nick Foles come in and played really well in some games, shown that he's a rookie in other games. And that's the biggest decision to make. You know, what do you do? Do you trust him to be your quarterback going forward? obviously, this is not the year to have a really high pick. Last year would have been a little bit more ideal with Luck and with Griffin III and, you know, just really talented guys at the top. And, you know, this year you're talking about Geno Smith, and I think Matt Barkley has kind of really dropped down the boards in a lot of people's eyes. So, you know, what do you do? Do you bring in a free agent quarterback to compete with Foles? Do you draft a quarterback? So there's all kinds of decisions to be made there with, you know, what's obviously the most important position on the field.
Jimmy, looking at the other NFC's teams going into the offseason, do sort of like a stock report, and who do you think's on the way up? Who do you think might be taking a tumble going into 2013?
Yeah, the Redskins are clearly the team that are on the rise. You know, Robert Griffin III has obviously shown that he's a player, and it's going to be really a headache for the next decade in the NFC East. And, you know, their offensive line is improving. They got that run game that's working. Their defense, you know, has some holes. Their secondary has a lot of, you know, personnel issues back there. Their safeties aren't very good. Cornerbacks, you know, D'Angelo Hall, I'm not a big fan of his. The other cornerback's okay, and Josh Wilson. So, you know, if they can improve their secondary, they'll be in a lot better shape. That's definitely a team that's on the rise. But the Cowboys are, you know, their best players are starting to get up there in age. Romo is, you know, beginning to get into his mid-30s. You have guys like Ratliff, who hasn't played much of the year. Ware's getting up there in age. So, you know, that's a team that really just seems to be kind of stagnant. And then you have the Giants with, you know, their offensive line. That just has to be fixed.
Jimmy, the Pro Bowl rosters came out earlier this week, and for the first time in 14 years, there were no Eagles on the list. If we looked at the best players, if you were to make an all-NFC East team, how many players do you think from this season on the Eagles would deserve merit being on that list?
Ooh, good question. Mathis would certainly make it. You might make an argument for Fletcher Cox. You might make an argument for Alex Henry, of course.
D'Amico?
You know, maybe D'Amico. Yeah, D'Amico. Well, I mean, if you're talking about a healthy Sean Lee and healthy Bruce Carter, those guys make it over D'Amico. But with those guys being hurt, you know, maybe you take D'Amico over them. I think D'Amico's had a better season than a guy like London Fletcher, who, you know, London Fletcher, by the way, is one of those guys that is like one of those overrated, underrated guys for like 10 years in his career is underrated. Now people are starting to overrate him because right. He was underrated for so long. So I'd take D'Amico over him.
Does Brandon Graham have a chance?
I'm double beyond that.
Does Brandon Graham have a chance there at defensive end? I'm trying to think who else.
Yeah, I guess
maybe Graham. Yeah, I mean, he's had limited snaps, of course, this season. It depends, you know, how you look at it as far as, you know, is he competing against the 3-4 OLBs?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like DeMarcus Ware and Ryan Kerrigan, or do you just have him going up against the Giants guys, in which case, you know, he probably has had a better season than a guy like Justin Tuck. Maybe not so much Jason Pierre-Paul, although statistically, you know, it looks like Graham probably had a better season. So, yeah, really not that many. In fact, I think you might have given me an idea for a blog post there.
There you go. Tease it.
Well, you haven't done
still
that already?
Still a column on Blogging the Beast.
We figured that was the easy one. That's like the simple one. If you need a filler column, that's the one you need right there.
That's kind of a layup, yeah. That's kind of like I can't think of anything else to write kind of column.
That's a good one for next week.
Yeah. So, Jimmy Kempski, you do a phenomenal job. Thank you very much for joining us throughout the season here on Eagles Live. Make sure to follow him on Twitter at Jimmy_Beast. Does a great job of covering the entire division. And also his podcast, the Helmet to Helmet podcast with Tommy Lawler, always a must listen. They delve into all types of things. It's not just Eagles stuff. They go all over the board. So certainly a great thing to check out there. Do you know if you're going to do that throughout the offseason with Tommy?
Absolutely. Yeah. We actually haven't recorded a show in about a week. We typically do about two or three a week. We've been a little slow over the holidays here, but I think we're going to record one a little bit later tonight. So should be one either late tonight or early tomorrow morning.
Sounds good. Jimmy Kempski for BloggingTheBeast.com. Thank you very much for joining us inside the studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.